USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Stormy weather threatening parts of the nation. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
Hurricane Douglas moving closer to Hawaii as the National Hurricane Center says a hurricane watch is in effect for most of the islands where hurricane conditions are likely before the weekend is over. And Tropical Storm Hanna is expected to be at least a Category 1 hurricane when it makes landfall in southeast Texas, perhaps by later today. Forecasters say Hanna could produce up to 15 inches of rain through Sunday and some possible tornadoes, and Louisiana could also get a lot of rain from Hanna. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A federal judge has denied a request for a temporary restraining order against federal law enforcement officers in Portland, Oregon. The judge found that Oregon lacked standing in its attempt to limit federal agents. Protests in the wake of George Floyd's death continued for a 57th night. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Federal immigration officials announced that international students who plan to solely enroll in online classes this fall will not be allowed to enter the country. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has also mandated that designated school officials not provide international students with an I-20 form that declares their legal status as a student. Similar guidelines were announced earlier this summer, but they were rescinded. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher said he's frustrated with the investigation process into the death of Breonna Taylor. Taylor was gunned down 4 months ago by a police officer serving a no-knock warrant on her apartment. One of the four officers have been fired from the Louisville Metro Police Department, while three others remain on desk duty. Fisher says he wants to make systemic changes in order to be more transparent with the community. State and federal investigations have been launched into Taylor's death, but public information on the case has been locked down by state law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Do you know how long it's been since the federal minimum wage has been raised? USA Radio's John Hunt has the answer.
It's been 11 years since the last federal minimum wage hike, the longest span since the baseline wage has gone without an increase since it started in 1938. Since the last federal minimum wage hike to $7.25 an hour starting July 24, 2009, the cost of living has increased over 20%, while the price of essentials such as housing and health care have increased even faster. That has left many low-wage workers with little financial flexibility or savings. The average rent back in 2009 was about $1,132 adjusted for inflation, but housing costs have soared in the last decade, pushing the average rent to over $1,400 in February, over 30% higher than the typical rent in 2009. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A number of Florida lawyers are offering free or discounted living wills for teachers who may be required to return to the classroom in the fall. Advocates are sounding the alarm about the risk of sending teachers and students back to school too soon. The question on when schools should reopen is a divisive one, especially in the Sunshine State, where the state's largest teachers union is suing Governor Ron DeSantis over his administration's push to fully reopen schools next month. Coronavirus cases in the state have skyrocketed in Florida as of late. News anytime at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.